All right. I got computer issues sorted out. It's glad one of those days. What's that?
Glad to hear it.
Yeah. Kang, I'm sorry. Are we doing this now or later? Later. Twin Peaks, I'll take care of you later. My bad. All right, it's Carson Anderson here on 97.1. We got this Tiger team that impressively swept Tampa that made me go, huh. Now, I think that's appropriate. I think that's an early acknowledgement that something perhaps down the road would be worthy of reconsideration.
Huh.
An early acknowledgement that perhaps down the road something might be worthy of reconsideration. That's what I think of when I go, huh, you went nice.
That's correct.
Yep. And what is the justification? You don't have to justify anything.
Oh, it's three games in a row. It's not just, I mean, one game I would have just been, yeah, you know, and I kind of was. Well, it entertained me for the day. Great. I got to see the game. Two in a row, I'm like, okay, that's, all right, I got it. That's kind of cool. Three in a row, the sweep, it is. It's nice. Does this tell us that this team is hell-bent on making a run? No. But what it tells me is that when this team is assembled as it's supposed to be, or close to as it's supposed to be, at least with a lineup,
mm-hmm.
that they can do some damage. Can they do it consistently is the question. They're getting pitching back real soon. In 3 weeks, we could add three more starting pitchers to the rotation, which is encouraging.
A rotation that's hung on to be a top 10 in many of the major statistical measurements of starting pitching. The Tigers have maintained a top 10 position throughout all of the injuries.
I mean, guys are bringing back, like, okay, Casey Mize was injured and then came back and he pitched great, and now he's injured again. Hopefully he's going to come back and pitch great again. You know, Tarek Skubal is a back-to-back Cy Young Award winner. Justin Verlander, at the end of last season, went on a ridiculous run, pitched out of his mind, and hopefully they're getting something like that back. They got, you know, Troy Melton back. All Melton has done has been amazing since he's pitched with the Tigers. I mean, they're getting great pitching back. And, you know, good pitching usually beats good hitting. The problem with baseball is that your starters only go like six innings these days. Unless you're Troy Melton and you go out there and you're a man, you sack up and you go eight innings, which was great. But it's just, there's something more to get excited about or encouraged about. Look, I don't expect the team to be hitting 10 home runs every three games like this, right?
Well, you set the bar where you think it's appropriate.
But it's nice to see. I want to be entertained. And look, winning is entertaining. Scoring runs is entertaining. Having somebody with a tremendous performance individually, that's entertaining. That's what they've been for three games. Even the first game when it was, you know, this wild roller coaster ride, they ended up finishing that ride ahead of the other team, 10-9. And it was fun to watch the ball go over the fence. And then they backed it up with an 8-0 shutout with more balls going over the fence. And then yesterday, I mean, it was three straight games where they just completely ambushed the pitching staff of the Tampa Bay Rays from moment one. It's fun baseball.
So I guess this is because of what we do and because of yesterday's Gator screw up. We're looking for your monosyllabic reaction to winning three in a row, only using words with one syllable. You think we're capable of doing this collectively as a show?
I think so. I think we learned a lesson yesterday.
Okay, because we got some coming in here right now, and they're all monosyllabic. Scott writes in, oh. Okay. Petre on Twitch says,
Here we go.
What do you got for a monosyllabic response to the Tigers winning three in a row? I'm going to kind of edit one here, but Kitex says sell. He said more than that, part is, I mean, and I would say right now, given the options, because we have two distinct runways here, and we're going to go down both of them. It's what's going on the field with this team this season. If they continue to win, we'll continue to talk about them and perhaps say nice things. And talk about what they're capable of doing. And then there's the other road that we will go down when we play four Buster Olney cuts talking about the Tigers and the trade deadline later in the show, because I feel like that's what we should do, because I'm not even sure what the audience wants to hear more. Do they want to hear more about the three wins in a row, or do they want to hear more about the possibility of what they could get back if they went ahead at everything must go sale? But yes, you mentioned the story of the game yesterday was Troy Melton. And it's crazy because, like, Buddy hadn't even pitched till 2 weeks ago, and now he steps back on the mound and is, what else do we call him other than dominant? We had that static that only has gotten better from the, what in his starts, he got shelled his first time out. I think it was against Pittsburgh. And since then, he's had, five starts, and he's been great in all of them. Now, yesterday might have been his, that might be his best start of the year, best start of his career, probably is. At one point, Dickerson said he'd had 18 of 20 batters he'd thrown first pitch strikes.
He fell
behind everybody. And he said in the post game afterwards, he was talking about, I had to get back in the strike zone early in counts. I got to get ahead of hitters. And when I started getting ahead of hitters, and he was fantastic. And then the offense, look, I'll just say this about the offense. It's way too early to say that the guys returning have solved a lot of problems. Way, way, way too early. But when people got sick of hearing about the injuries, and we got sick of talking about the injuries, and since guys have started to repopulate the lineup, they're undefeated. Now, we're not doing victory laps over here.
No.
And you shouldn't get fired up just yet. But it's why I woke up this morning and thought, Gator thought, nice. What is your monosyllabic response to this three-game winning streak? Chris in Farmington. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
My monosyllabic response is just simply, I don't think this moves the needle in terms of where I would project the team to be come the trade deadline or even the All-Star break. But I think, if they go on a 10-game run, then you can start having a conversation about, what they're capable of. Now they're getting guys back, but they got to really put together a long string of wins here. And for I think anybody in reason to be able to move that needle,
Chris, the realistic way to get this done isn't like in May. They were so bad. They were 6-22. And we kind of joked yesterday about going 22-6 in June. That's not a reasonable expectation. Here's how you do it: by winning 4 or 5 in a row, then you play 500 ball for 10 games, then you scrap out another 3 wins in a row, then you play 500 ball for 8 games, then you win 5 more in a row, then you play 500 ball for 2 weeks, and the next thing you know, this is how you chip away. And so trying to keep it realistic, no, I don't think they're going to go 22-6.
Yeah, but
can they get the streak up to 4-5?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if they can get the streak. I mean, you always hope that they can get the streak and keep it going. But you have to kind of go based off of what they've given you. What have you done for me lately? And based off of May, I just don't expect them to put together a long string of wins. Maybe, hopefully, once they get guys back. But, it's background noise for me for the rest of the season until they can really start competing for a real playoff position.
Yeah, but you got your ear tuned into it, and if they somehow go 20-10 in the next 30 games, then guess what? They're kind of back in it.
All right, here's some monosyllabic responses to the three-game winning streak.
It's tough to go 20-10.
From Settle Down Beavis, neat.
Neat. Neat is good.
Yep. From Runaway Greg, man. From Cyclonic Vortex, meh. From Bear Slays, ugh. From Ardman, sure. And, of course, somebody sent in Kesha.
Thank you. That's good. I was just about to say, these people are doing much better with the syllables than I.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Corey's in Grand Rapids and next. Hi, Corey.
Fellas, how you doing this morning?
We're good. All right, Corey.
So my one works. I have a best friend. We've been friends for almost 40 years, and we text each other during the games. And whenever the Tigers hit a home run, I text them, boom. And so that's my one syllable word. But I have one thing that I want to talk to you guys about real quick. And there's a common theme here, and this is right here. When do the Tigers start losing? It's when Baez went out, Verlander went out, our boy Scuba went out, Carpenter went out, Torres went out. There's a common theme there. It's this right here. Those are all the veterans on our team. You, in a clubhouse, we talk about it all the time with the Lions, the Red Wings, and so on and so forth. Your clubhouse, you need that veteran leadership. And it's kind of funny that as soon as the veterans started coming back in, of course, you got the young arm talent, who's awesome. But other than that, when the veterans start coming back, you start winning. You need someone in the clubhouse to say, hey, pick your chin up. Hey, you're missing a swing by doing this. Hey, take a better angle at the ball, and so on and so on. You know what I mean? Like that. I'm hoping that's the key we're missing. I'm hoping. I'm hopeful. But boom. That's my word.
All right, gotcha.
I like the word boom. I'm not sure if it's entirely factually true what he said about the they don't have the veteran leadership and all those guys were out. I think some of that is
it could be true.
I don't know if those guys are actively, you know, critiquing other players about what they're doing or not doing, but there is no question that, you know, there was all that excitement before this season began. Like they just signed Justin Verlander, right? Bringing him back was a great story, and hopefully it works out.
We knew it was a great story.
They don't just do it for the great story. They did it because he was really great the second half of the season last year. And we got this rotation we really, really like. And then, boom, after one start, it's kind of done, you know? And then when Scuba gets hurt, after Carpenter and Torres and Baez went out, that's a lot. But this team, because they've made the playoffs each of the last 2 years and because they've won playoff series each of the last 2 years, I kind of feel like this team has plenty of veterans on it because what they've gone through. They may not be old, but they've been through a lot already as Tigers. I mean, these guys do have experience, so we'll see where they go from here. I think not having Gleyber Torres is probably the biggest loss this team had.
There was that. It actually really started to bottom out then. If you look at that was a line of delineation that when it was crossed, things really got bad. So two things. One is we're taking your monosyllabic reactions to a 3-game winning streak. Only one syllable only. Don't ask why. Two is we'll have our first important cheese question.
Oh, man.
Coming up today at 10:36. It's National Cheese Day. This is so big. Once an hour, we'll have important cheese questions. So sit tight for that.